agriculture is in serious trouble in terms of climate change, and that the whole food system will have problems in terms of climate change. Like in some places you'll have to change from one crop to another. In other places you'll have to make adjustments, smaller adjustments. But in some places it's really major changes, like from maize to cassava, or for example in Australia they're thinking about moving the wine growing country further south into totally new areas where vineyards have never grown before. So it shows you the scale of the problem and the need to think forward. So I'm just telling you that if you go to the CG booth, there's some postcards from the Commission on Climate Change and Agriculture, and they've got 7 recommendations. And it was led by Sir John Beddington, who's the UK chief scientist in the government, and there's the chief scientist in Australia, the prime minister's advisor in Ethiopia, so very top scientists. And they came together and looked at the situation of the food system, and they come up with 7 recommendations. And it shows you the scale of change needed in our minds and on the ground. And so one of them is consumption changes, that we actually will have to eat differently from what we're eating now. Another one is managing waste. More food is wasted in the northern countries than is produced in the whole of sub-Saharan Africa. So there's going to have to be major changes in how we deal with food and not wasting. And then, you know, the things that we know more about is on the agricultural side, that you'll need to do lots of breeding now for the next decade, so that you have different kinds of crops which are more heat resistant. You have to plan for shifting. For example, coffee in Nicaragua, it cannot grow where it's currently growing. The area will shrink. So you need to think about the whole marketing system and how to change it. So at a government level, you need to start thinking through all those implications. And then at the global level, the task is that one of the big tasks is for the UN CCC, the international negotiations. You know, they have to make some progress.
Are the producers and the governments, are really aware of what's going on? There seems to be aware, but not that much.
They're conscious.
Yeah, I think farmers are really starting to see what's happening. So we have interviews from a farmer in Colombia, farmers in East Africa. I live in Denmark at the moment, and I know the farmers there are also talking about the same thing, is that the weather patterns are really strange, the extreme conditions. So I think farmers and government officials are starting to really feel it and see it. Yeah.